Wise men talk because they have something to say. Fools because they have to say something. These are words of wisdom from Plato, the great and renowned Greek classical philosopher. Effective communication determines about 85% of people's success. It is not just the ability to talk or write. It entails the ability to listen, to persuade, and to convey messages to all intents and purposes. It is a learnable skill that can improve every aspect of one's life. For anyone to achieve success in various facets of life, he or she should strive to be an effective communicator. Indeed, effective communication encompasses written and spoken words. It also entails non-verbal communication, such as a silent language, also referred to as body language. Effective communication does not cost much, but it can accomplish much. What you say, when, how, and where you say it matters a lot in life's boisterous journey. Effective communication is one of the greatest tools that enhances success, but it is often greatly misunderstood or oddly used. It, however, cannot be effective where there exist double standards and injustice. Words alone do not provide a holistic picture during communication. Researchers have proven that about 90% of communication is derived from non-verbal interactions. The human body speaks, and so we must learn the language of non-verbal communication. Words may say one thing while the human body says another. Actors and actresses are masters of body language. In a sense, every human being is an actor or an actress. To achieve great successes in life, you should strive to grasp the skill of reading the silent language, also called body language. Do you know that it is easier to tell lies verbally than to fake body language? Feelings are communicated more through body language rather than what people say. Our minds produce thoughts. Our thoughts produce our feelings, and our feelings in turn produce our body language. Do not study the body language of others alone, study yours as well. The way you dress is a form of communication. Your facial expressions, your intonations, your postures, gestures, your eye contacts, and your body movement are all vital aspects of communication. When you see a married lady with a black eye, what message does that convey to you? The way a person sits down speaks volumes about his or her personality. When people eat or chew gum gruffly during telephone conversations, these are ill-mannered etiquettes. Communication is a two-way street. For instance, when someone picks or digs his or her nose in public, that undoubtedly leaves a sour taste in the mouth and conveys a message of an uncouth persona. William Shakespeare was a renowned English playwright and poet who lived from 1564 to 1616. He once said, "There was speech in their dumbness, language in their gestures." End of quote. The right body language can attract success to your life. It is easier to distinguish a fake smile from a genuine one. Learn to often wear a smile on your face. Body language can reveal when someone is afraid or courageous, angry or happy, sad or shocked, disgusted or frustrated. One difficult aspect of communication is listening. Most people are terrible listeners. It is a fact that many people abuse the use of their telephones. There are people who barely make the most of their telephones. Some folks hardly read telephone messages. It becomes very frustrating communicating effectively with them through such mediums. Some exhibit laziness and impatience through puzzling shorthand text messages that can give anyone a headache to decode. It is important to sharpen your ability to communicate effectively, as it is a tool for success. Now, here are some nuggets for effective communication. In January 2015, a 46-year-old farmer who was a resident in Ogun State, Nigeria, beheaded his wife and his 3-year-old daughter, stabbed himself severely, set himself ablaze, and attempted to jump into a well, but was held back by his neighbors. Unfortunately, he passed away later on that day as a result of the fatal injuries he had inflicted upon himself. Sadly, this is one of countless suicide cases that occur the world over on a daily basis as a result of fear, discouragement, and depression. The disease left no suicide note behind, but clearly, his actions convey a message of most probably a bitter, angry, and dejected man who perceptibly gave up hope as a result of frustration and the fear of uncertainty of the future. Words are powerful and can be very impactful, but oftentimes, actions speak louder than words. Friends, it is important to aver that people usually observe things from different perspectives. Communication is a powerful tool that is available for every human being. It is the bedrock of human existence. Everything we all do in life's boisterous voyage communicates. Without communication, there can be no progress or development whatsoever. Poor or bad communication is the source of most problems that people encounter. Effective communication is one key that opens several doors to success. Conversely, ineffective communication can shut multiple opportunities for success. Truth be told, effective communication is hard but possible to achieve. It fosters intimacy and mutual relationships. We must therefore aptly apply the energy called effective communication as it can build or destroy. It can empower or encumber. It can also bring honor or dishonor. It is imperative for us to learn to choose our words or gestures circumspectly. More often than not, quarrels, battles, and wars are caused by poor or bad communication. Spoken words or body language reflect our thoughts. Nobody really knows how or when the art of communication began. There are over 7,000 spoken languages globally. The most spoken language world over, by over 1.4 billion people, is the English language. This ostensibly is closely followed up by the Mandarin Chinese language, spoken by over 1.1 billion people. The art of communication is indeed a deep mystery. The ear, the mouth, the tongue, and the complex human vocal apparatus are all vital tools that enhance communication. The ability that human beings possess to communicate in abstract but intelligent words and symbols is a great phenomenon. There are basic communication skills that help people to get by, but there are very effective communication skills that attract success to one's life. Every human tribe is endowed with tools for communication. One factor that distinguishes humans from animals is their mode and ability to communicate. Aren't you glad that humans do not communicate like frogs? Have you ever heard the croaking of frogs? Chimpanzees, for instance, can only communicate with gestures because they cannot produce sound like human beings do. Indeed, communication is a very powerful tool for success in all aspects of human endeavor. What you say, how, where, and when you say it matters a lot in communication. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, who was commonly referred to as Mother Teresa, she lived from 1910 to 1997. She was an outstanding Roman Catholic nun who once said, "Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless." End of quote. Communication reveals people's character and personality traits. It is often said, and rightly so, that information is power. Nevertheless, information can only be power through the vehicle of effective communication. There are many people who have very important issues boiling on their minds but are unable to express them due to poor communication skills. Mark Zuckerberg, the co-founder of Facebook, once said, "The thing that we are trying to do at Facebook is just help people connect and communicate more efficiently." End of quote. Letters, emails, and various social media platforms such as WhatsApp, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, and the like are all efficient ways to communicate and connect. For communication to be very effective, we must all strive to sharpen our communication skills. So, here are 6 nuggets for effective communication. 1. Do not judge anyone. Develop tolerance for criticisms because they will always come. 2. Do not react hastily to circumstances that stir up your emotions. Abstain from speaking whenever you are very angry to avoid saying things that you may regret thereafter. 3. Remember, your tongue is like the pen in the hand of your mind and must therefore be guarded from imprudence. 4. Strive to be a good listener and endeavor to always communicate coherently, credibly, and convincingly. 5. Never talk condescendingly to anyone if you indeed desire productive communication, good success, and happiness. And 6, avoid issuing threats and disease from being sarcastic, vague, biased, or trivialized issues during communication. Effective communication is very vital for our overall success. It therefore requires a certain level of competence and effective strategy, irrespective of one's level of education, social status, or nationality. Getting your facts right would always enhance your success. Albert Einstein, the renowned theoretical physicist and philosopher of science, who lived from 1879 to 1955, once said, "I speak to everyone in the same way, whether he is a garbage man or the president of the university." End of quote. Our ability to understand emotional frequencies and the non-verbal communication of others will enhance our chances of success and mutual coexistence. Anthony Robbins is an American life coach and professional speaker. He once said, "The way we communicate with others and with ourselves ultimately determines the quality of our lives." End of quote. Now let us explore ways to master the silent language, which is also referred to as body language, a deliberate or unintentional action that transmits signals which can be visualized. It's called body language. It is the ability to interpret signals from the body, which sends a strong message than words could ever accomplish. Body language is the voice of the human mind. Have you ever heard the phrase, "You must have read my mind"? That is the result of accurate body language interpretations. Body language, or the silent language, is very powerful. It reinforces your messages through gestures, eye contact, postures, and so on. Human beings are complex creatures. The human anatomy has countless muscles that may be difficult to easily interpret at the same time, particularly visible muscles like those in the face and the eyes. Some human body expressions are involuntary actions that reveal a person's state of mind. People who explode in rage unwittingly display their inner thoughts and reveal their attitude or character. There are folks who develop bad habits over time that reflects in their regular body movement, which could be misconstrued or could distort their messages. Even without words, the movement of our bodies reel out messages. There are certain body expressions that add weight to our messages. A smile or frown sends out messages. When people are nervous, even without uttering a word, their body language can expose their fears. How we dress up, gaze, as well as the tone of our voices can expose the intent of our minds. Have you ever experienced a situation where someone points his or her index finger at you during a normal conversation? That's an offensive, bad-mannered, and inappropriate gesture which is very distasteful. Some indecorous habits that people exhibit during conversations include biting their fingernails, chewing gum gruffly while talking, eating during telephone conversations, having toothpick at the side of their lips during conversations, and so on. Such indecent attitude should be avoided at all costs for effective communication to thrive. On another note, impolite body language can be interpreted as a display of arrogance. It is odd when people boldly cover their mouths during a close-up conversation with others. Why don't they just simply keep their breath fresh? Such gestures send negative signals about them. Another bizarre and very common attitude is when people do not respect your personal space during conversations, as they come too close for comfort and sometimes with poignant breath. Respect people's personal space. Understand the positive and negative signals that gestures and postures give, so you can improve upon your communication with others. Bad body odor or bad breath tends to fend people off. It is indeed amazing that some people do not bother about their personal hygiene as they move about with putrid body stench, and they wonder why they lose out on jobs or interviews or negotiations. They wonder why they seem to experience so much disfavor. In such cases, it is not what they say that appalls and repels people, it is the odor that they emit. Several years ago, I was on a 12-hour intercontinental flight and I sat next to a middle-aged man who sadly lacked good manners. It was such a frustrating flight for me. I had to cover my head with a blanket because of the poignant odor protruding from his mouth. He slept for hours with his mouth agape and yawned frequently. At a point, I had to tap on his shoulders to offer him a small bottle of South African wine. But unfortunately, he declined my offer and prolonged my ordeal. Even with a blanket over my head, I still choked from his bad breath. My goodness, bad is an understatement to describe the stench from his mouth. You see, some people perpetually transmit bad body odor or a sweaty smell. Avoid these negative body language habits at all costs. If you discover that you transmit negative body language, begin now to rid yourself of these habits in order to make your silent language work for you instead of it working against you. Now, let us analyze facial expressions. Some forms of body language can expose people's emotions, weaknesses, or strengths. The human face is like the indicator light of the mind. Our faces or eyes constitute the command and control center of our body's expressions. It is easy for anyone to pretend to be sick, sad, or happy through facial expressions. Most people look at a face to interpret body language. Facial expressions are very important during conversations. The human face is like a vehicle's digital cluster with several indicators. When someone is happy, the happy indicator light switches on in the face. Likewise, when someone is moody, anxious, angry, sad, surprised, disappointed, or their respective facial indicators light up. There are about 43 muscles in the human face, and these muscles are like indicator bulbs that switch on and off in automobile digital dashboards. When you master the silent language, you will become a pro at detecting when someone is telling lies through facial expressions. This expertise is even more reliable than lie detectors. Three common facial expressions are smile, unhappiness, and anger. However, smiles can be misleading. Ever wondered why people are instructed to keep a straight face while taking passport photos but smile wildly while taking other photographs like selfies? A smile exaggerates facial expressions, which can affect recognition softwares in passport photos. Imagine a scenario where someone who is visibly unhappy about a situation is required to feign happiness and put up a fake smile for a photo shoot. However, it is easy to put up a smile, be it genuine or fake. Smiles enhance positive interactions. So it is better to smile when you interact with people because a frown could hinder progress and relationships. Question: if you went to a restaurant for a good meal and the waiter or waitress came up to you with a frown, wouldn't you be uncomfortable? Wouldn't you be inspired by a waiter or a waitress who puts up a smile to take your order, whether it is a fake or a genuine smile? Why do you think some corporate organizations like banks dedicate some of their personnel to stand by the entrances of their banking halls or offices to welcome customers with a smile? A smile is alluring and encouraging. Facial expressions impact our mood and emotions positively or negatively. Smiling is the best makeup to wear on your face. How would you feel if you attend a party and your host kept a straight face or a frown? There are people who hardly smile. For some, it would be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of the needle than for them to smile. But such tendencies send negative signals to others. Smiling doesn't hurt, but if you are the type that is not prone to smiling, at least you could borrow a fake smile when the occasion arises. Even past despicable leaders and serial killers like Adolf Hitler of Germany, Mao Zedong of China, Joseph Stalin of the former Soviet Union, Pol Pot of Cambodia, Idi Amin Dada of Uganda, and Saddam Hussein of Iraq all smiled whenever such opportunities arose. The wicked also smile. But seriously, how can one distinguish a genuine smile from a fake one? A genuine smile contracts the muscles around the eyes and is stimulated by a happy state of mind. A fake smile is a deliberate mask put upon the face, which is contracted by the muscles along the cheeks that is linked to the mouth and stirred up by conscious control. With a fake smile, the movement of the lips is longer. More often than not, facial expressions reveal our true feelings. So quit lying and pretending that nothing is wrong when it is written all over your face that something is actually wrong. But then again, please smile only when it is necessary. Don't go perpetually smiling everywhere you go. That could be alarming and you may be considered mentally unstable. Furthermore, let us analyze eye contacts. Someone may say one thing, but his or her body language may say the exact opposite. There are people who can hardly look at others in the eyes during conversations. They usually look downwards or away from people they are having a conversation with, deliberately avoiding eye contact, and such facial expressions speak volumes. The eyes reveal a lot. Whenever people tell lies, their eyes can expose such lies. It is easy to see love, lust, worry, impatience, or discouragement through someone's eyes. Haven't you heard the phrase, "I see love in your eyes"? The human eyes can reveal the secrets of the heart. Eye contact is crucial during a conversation. Although intermittent, eye contact can boost trustworthiness because the eyes give out powerful signals. Eye expressions can reveal whether or not a person is really listening. During a conversation, when a person who is supposed to be listening is looking elsewhere, that may be a signal that all is not going well with such conversation. Can you recall instances during a conversation when you avoided making eye contact with someone? A timid, guilty, or angry person may avoid making eye contact. Avoiding eye contact might just be an attitude thing, but the signal it gives out is what really matters. It is common to see situations wherein two erstwhile friends, now turned enemies, avoid making eye contact when they coincidentally meet. They usually look away from each other. Some people are naturally uncomfortable about making eye contact with someone of the opposite gender. Miscommunication is very easy when wrong signals are picked up through body language or the lack of eye contact. Someone may simply be concentrating, but that could be misconstrued as malice, guilt, or anger. Eye contact should be intermittent and certainly not a stare that could be misrepresented. Some people just stare at others, and such attitude can make anyone very uncomfortable. Indeed, it is important to look at people during a conversation, but please don't just stare at them. When someone is speaking, he or she tends to look away spasmodically because it enhances the ability to concentrate. Eye contact should be done with moderation. Every normal human being blinks about 10 to 15 times per minute. Blinking helps to lubricate the eyes. When someone is anxious or afraid, the blinking rate tends to increase precipitously. People who tell lies tend to blink faster than those who tell the truth. Some people shut their eyes from time to time for several minutes during conversations, sometimes involuntarily. So be sensitive about eye contacts. Too much makes conversations awkward, and too little makes you look untrustworthy. Finding that balance between the two extremes will make you more successful in your conversations with friends, families, colleagues, and potential clients. Friends, body language speaks louder than words. It is true that words alone do not provide a complete picture during communication. People often communicate more through body language than words. About 90% of human communication is derived from non-verbal renditions. Consequently, it is not incorrect to aver that we are all actors in one way or another, because actors are masters of body language. Actors put on the garment of another character, communicating a storyline or message to their audiences through their demeanor and body language. Communication is not all about spoken words. There are times that non-verbal communication sends a far stronger message than verbal communication. Spoken words can be limited, but our gestures, which often spawn from our subconscious minds, are more effective in communication. Consequently, in order to enhance communication and to make it very effective, it is important to combine body language with spoken words. Also, the tone and pitch of our voices are very important instruments in delivering a message. How we present ourselves during communication is very important. Since body language speaks louder than words, how we appear and how we say what we say matters a lot. While words convey information, the silent language reveals our attitude or state of mind. Sometimes, what someone says may differ from the signals that his or her body transmits. Let us now analyze the impact of body language in marriages, which is one arena where body language takes preeminence in communication. Many relationships have been stifled by the syndrome of communiphobia, which is the fear of communication. For instance, a husband refuses to eat the meals that his wife offered him for weeks and insists that all is well. A wife responds to her husband's inquiry about her moodiness, but she responds to him that she is fine while her body language is screaming that all is not well. The best way to be a good mind reader, which could enhance communication, is to be a good body language reader. So pay more attention to body gestures. Sometimes there are couples who do not speak to each other for days, weeks, months, and even for several years. Their bodies communicate resentment for each other. During such seasons, their body language reacts as they go into a cold war, which oftentimes degenerates into war of words, malice, and bitterness. More often than not, such situations are boosted by ignorance, pride, and arrogance. For you to be an effective communicator, you have got to master the art of body language intelligence. Learn to decipher the body signals of family members, colleagues, friends, clients, and others. How about your own body language? First impressions matter, so you must not allow your attitude to impede your messages. It is always important to get the attention of your listeners during a conversation. Body language enables people to determine whether or not they can trust you, work with you, or have a relationship with you. Begin to examine your own body language if you desire enduring success in all ramifications. And before you interact with anyone, endeavor to shield your emotions. Be circumspect about the messages that your body conveys. Set up a control tower in your mind that will coordinate signals from your mind to your body. The human mind sends signals to the human body, which culminates in our feelings and the inmost workings of our minds. Your tone, facial expressions, eye contact, and gestures matter a lot during interactions. Body gestures transmit messages. When people are very angry, for instance, they may not be able to control the signals that their bodies transmit, and this can be detrimental to any relationship. On a daily basis, in our relationships with family, colleagues, and friends, our senses receive and send signals to others. Our bodies can only receive or send signals based on information that passes through the gates of our five senses. Some say that seeing is believing, and that is true to an extent. However, hearing also stimulates believing. Another important aspect of body language is how people dress up, which is absolutely very important in communication. For instance, someone goes for a job interview in an oil exploration company and dresses like a gangster or a prostitute. Such outfit alone could disseminate a negative impression about that person's personality to the interviewers, which may very well disqualify him or her. Always dress the way you desire to be addressed. Your clothing can boost your self-confidence or low self-esteem, which could impact your body language. Your appearance determines the image the public will have about you. Your appearance determines the image that the public will have about you. How would you feel if a waiter or a waitress in a restaurant with a bad body odor serves you a meal and you also notice that he or she has long, unclean fingernails? What impression would that project in your mind? How you dress up, speak, act, and even how you commute speaks volumes about your personality. But here's a caveat. The cars that you own or ride in, or your material possessions, should not define who you really are. Unfortunately, in some climes, you are generally assessed by your material possessions, such as your cars, the number of bodyguards that you have, private jets, and so on. Such ideologies promote the inordinate quest for materialism at all costs. That is a flawed value system, because some folks who ride in luxury cars or fly private jets are bad debtors, criminals, or persons bereft of moral dignity. There are countries like the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, among several others, where wealthy and successful people commute by riding bicycles. It's all about people's philosophy. Okay, let us talk about nodding of the head and hand gestures. Do you know that these are common, involuntary ways or actions that enhance communication? They help to make others know that one is listening. One very important key for effective communication is the skill of listening. Great achievers are great listeners. Listening helps one to understand the speaker's perspective or point of view. Majority of people are very poor listeners, and this can affect their lives and relationships adversely. It is possible for you to hear someone speak, but still not listen because your attention is not fixed on what the person is saying. It truly pays to be a good listener. Even the infamous and ruthless Emperor Wu of medieval China, who was reported to have had a heart like a serpent and character like a wolf, a loathsome despotic ruler who reportedly killed her sister and teenage niece, butchered her elder brother, murdered her mother, poisoned her husband, killed her one-week-old daughter, and forced her grandchildren to commit suicide, among many other odious atrocities, was oddly reported to have been a very good listener. Isn't that astonishing? We apply our hands very frequently and involuntarily while illustrating or emphasizing a point. Do you know that our hands are wired to our brains? That is why during conversations, our hands spontaneously move to emphasize or reinforce our points. The pitch of our voices sends signals that could influence the flow of a conversation. Sometimes, while attempting to make emphasis on an issue, the pitch of one's voice may increase, and this may send a wrong signal to a listener that one is shouting. This sometimes leads to quarrels or could exacerbate disputes. Has someone ever asked you why you were shouting during a conversation, but you insisted that you weren't shouting? The offender could have been that increase in the pitch of your voice. Be prudent in your speech delivery, particularly for folks who are hyperactive. Even their greetings may have a high pitch that may sound offensive. Have you ever heard the expression, "Silence is consent"? How about the phrase, "Silence is golden"? Well, there are times for one to be silent, but there are times also for one to speak up. You have to be good in communication to effectively discern both times. Nervousness hinders effective communication. When someone appears tensed during a conversation or a presentation, that could send negative signals to listeners. So strive to always be in control of your vocal tone. When bad attitudes such as laziness and procrastination cause you to lose viable opportunities, please do not blame it on the devil. Do something about your body language, as it can attract favor or disfavor. A good character or personality trait, such as diligence and uprightness, attracts favor to one's life. Never forget this aphorism. First impressions are made through body language, and this matters a lot. Make sure the impressions that you create with your gestures and attitude are good for others to read. Our senses send signals to the brain through which we form opinions about the issues of life. Mastering body language enhances communication, which opens the door of success. You can attract or repel success based on the signals that your body transmits. Body language is serious business, but sadly, many people do not consider it as important. Learn to understand the true signals that your body transmits. Eliminate messages that your body may convey, because the right signals can enhance your interactions and opportunities.